Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of K-Axis Wrestling Podcast. Today, I will be discussing SmackDown Live, the June 5th, 2018 edition from Corpus Christi, Texas. Okay, and before I get into this episode, I want to remind you guys that K-Axis Wrestling Podcast will be undergoing many changes in the weeks to come. This mostly relates to like logos, brand images, platforms that I'll be on, you know, that my episodes will be on. I'm pretty much switching over from SoundCloud to Anchor FM, you know, and I'm also changing many of my banners, the appearance of many different, images, you know, that you see on my social media. Those are going to be changing. I'm going to be changing the subscribe platform. I'm just on all sorts of different social media platforms, and I'm also doing work on a lot of those. I'm going to make it easier for you guys to subscribe. If you have a QR code scanner app on your phone, I'm going to make it so much easier for you to subscribe to the network or to this podcast. And that's another thing I need to break myself out of saying, because this isn't a network, it's a podcast. But anyway, with that being said, you know, there's going to be many changes, necessary changes, you know, to make the podcast better. And one that I really wanted to start working on was audio quality and just overall show production. You know, everything that I can possibly improve upon, I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it to my very best ability so I can deliver the very best podcast for you guys. You know, I don't want you guys to have a lackluster podcast. I don't want this to come off as a lazy podcast job either. But as a reminder, another reminder, this is still pretty much a brand new podcast, so there's still a lot of work to be done. It's going to take a while, I realize, to, you know, build up a good number of followers and subscribers and supporters of the show, which is fine. I have no problem with that. I have no intention of giving up on this project. This project was one of the largest investments I've ever made in my life, so I really want this podcast to mean a lot. I want it to go a long way. And, you know, the more people that I can get involved, the better it's going to be. The more the show will evolve, the more it will improve. And I'm not just saying that. I'm actually going to make that a promise. I mean, you guys are going to see such a vast improvement that I'm going to link you. Like when everything is all set, when everything is set in stone and finalized and just exactly where it needs to be, I'm going to link you guys to my very first podcast episode. And I'm also going to link you guys to the most recent, you know, the one that's just far better than the first. And I want you guys to see the difference, you know, to hear the difference between that very first episode and the episode that's coming in the future. I don't know how soon. I mean, I can't put a date on it because, you know, this kind of thing is going to take some time. You know, I'm not an audio production expert, and I probably never will be, but I want to get good enough to an extent to where I can deliver a much better podcast, a much more organized and interesting and interactive experience for listeners. You know, I want this to be great. I want to have fun talking about wrestling with fellow wrestling fans, and just, I want this to be good. And also, another thing that I have in mind for like other people who want to start a wrestling podcast, or people who are currently doing a wrestling podcast like myself, like, I want to have these guys on to do interviews, you know, and in that way there can be more engagement and more discussion. Like, you know, it'll be a lot more fun with somebody else being involved in the show with me. You know, that's a part of one of my major goals to improve this podcast. I want to make it more interactive, more fun. You know, I want to add more activities, add prizes and contests, and just, you know, have a blast, make it fun for everybody. And that's one of the main reasons why I want you guys to sign up. And I'm going to make it available, so all you have to do, in fact, it's already available at this point, all you have to do is go to my Facebook page and just go to that menu on the left side and go down to where it says subscribe, click on it, it'll take you there. But here's the thing, when you click on it, if you have AdBlock or any similar extensions such as the NoScript or Ghostery, that one will probably block the sign up form. And what you would want to do to get around that is like disable those on that page. You don't have to worry about any viruses or anything. It's not sketchy stuff. I promise. It's absolutely legit. It's from the best providers, you know, who made the content available to me. You know, I'm dealing with Facebook. I'm dealing with, you know, many other big name organizations here, many well trusted, well established organizations. So you'll be safe. I guarantee that. But all you have to do, disable AdBlock, disable Ghostery, disable NoScript, and disable any other similar extensions or, let's say, like browser based firewall or, you know, internet security firewall type stuff. I'm not talking about your, no, but don't get this mixed up with your actual firewall or your actual antivirus. Do not disable that. Never disable that. Always keep that going. I'm talking about the ones that you can integrate within your browser. The ones that, you know, block out like comment sections and anything that they deem to be full of trackers and stuff like that. Like, disable those so you can see the form and you can sign up to subscribe. Because subscribing will be not only good for me, it'll be good for you. You know? And that way, if there's any major changes, I can just let everybody know at one time. And it'll be easy communication. And like I said, I want to host contest giveaways because there's wrestling stuff that I really, really want to give away. You know, I have so much wrestling merchandise and items and just collectibles that I'm going to start doing giveaways. And I want you guys to be able to become eligible for that. But you also have to keep in mind that I have to abide by state and country laws. So this contest will only be available in the United States under state laws. Now, you have to keep in mind, all state laws are going to be different. You know, it differs among states. So, you know, what's legal in one state could be completely illegal in another. So what you have to do, like if you sign up and you, and let's say your name is drawn to win the prize, you'll have to fill out a form, you know, with your address so we can know where to send it to. And that way we can know your state. And we can find out if it's even legal to do giveaways in the state that you reside in. Because we want to abide by the law. I'm not doing anything illegal. I don't want you to get involved in anything illegal. So that way, we're both safe. But anyway, with all that out of the way, all the air cleared, I just wanted to explain those things. I wanted to make some things happen here. I got a lot to do, a lot of changes to make. It's not going to be easy. I never expected it to be easy because I'm doing this whole project on my own. There's still a lot of things I'm learning. Still a lot of things that I already know that I'm trying to put into play as well. Like I said, I mean, I'm just looking to improve things. But anyway, let's move along with the show here and just get things moving and let's discuss SmackDown Live. All right. And all right, so the show opened with Carmella coming out, making her entrance, and cutting a promo on Asuka about Money in the Bank. Okay, so pretty much she runs a Asuka highlight reel of pretty much all of Asuka's misfortunes, times where she was attacked, times where she was defeated, all that good stuff. And then she did like a, she just ran all of that stuff, like a highlight reel. Actually it was this way. She ran a highlight reel, accomplishments first, and then she did one of all of her misfortunes after that. That's how it was. And shortly after that, she's like, everybody is ready for Asuka. That's when Asuka makes her entrance. And then after that, Amanda, aka Mandy Rose, and Sonya Deville make their entrance shortly after that. And then they both won a match with Asuka. Then Paige comes out. And then she has Asuka choose which opponent between Sonya Deville and Amanda that she would like to face on SmackDown. Asuka chooses both. So she wants a 2-on-1 match, a handicap match. Yeah, that's pretty much what it boils down to. Paige approves. They get match number one on underway. And you have Asuka versus Mandy Rose, aka Amanda from Tough Enough, and Sonya Deville. And Asuka dominates the match, from what I remember. Sonya Deville and Amanda, there was a point in the match where Sonya Deville and Asuka kicked each other at the same time. They both fell to the mat. Okay, Deville got an upper hand in one of their upcoming exchanges, and then Asuka eventually reverses Sonya Deville's reversal into an Asuka lock, and that's where she taps out. End of match, end of story. Carmella leaves the commentary table, gets into the ring to confront Asuka face to face, raising the title up. Amanda attempts to sneak attack Asuka at that point. Asuka turns around, you know, with a backhand chop, you know, and just pretty much wraps her in the face and drops her to the mat. Carmella then hits Asuka with the belt from behind and leaves her there. Then we have a backstage segment with Miz talking about Miz Jitsu. And then there's some random guy back there that he's talking to. I believe he's the guy that makes all the pancakes for New Day. Speaking of New Day, they came out, they come up there next with the Miz backstage, and they pretty much they play a little joke on Miz where they ask for his help to decide which member of the New Day should be in the Money in the Bank ladder match. And they say they trick him into putting a blindfold on and picking a name out of a hat, but instead they have him dig his hand into a hat full of pancake batter. Then Miz pretty much gets mad, storms out of there, so on and so forth, and that's the end of that. Then we move on to match number two, where it was Luke Harper versus Carl Anderson. And this is pretty much a lead up to what's going to, you know, to the match that's going to take place at Money in the Bank, where it's going to be Bludgeon Brothers versus the Club, they used to call them, but now they just call them Gallows and Anderson. But anyway, Harper dominates the match as expected, and somehow Anderson wins with a quick roll-up pin from the corner. It was a quick match, but not a complete squash. Can't say it was a squash match. Alright, so then after that, we had a recap of last week's dance-off. It was, you know, the dance-off between Naomi and Lana. So, and then there was a promo segment, which consisted of Jimmy Uso and Naomi backstage. And then we move along to match number three, which was a mixed tag match, consisted of Aiden English and Lana versus Jimmy Uso and Naomi. Now, they explained the reason why Rusev wasn't in the match with Lana was because he was going to be in a match later on. Okay, so we move along with that. Okay, and the Usos, or not the Usos, but Jimmy Uso won the match with a super kick on Aiden English for the 3 count. End of that. Then we had a backstage segment, which was the contract signing between AJ Styles and Nakamura for Money in the Bank, the Last Man Standing match. Nakamura, when it's time to sign the contract, Nakamura says the first pen that they give him is out of ink and just tosses it. And then AJ Styles hands him another pen. He says that pen doesn't work. Then he tosses that one. Then AJ pretty much snaps at that point, and then, you know, all the staff or the officials, you know, hold him back. And, you know, at that point, you know, AJ Styles just, you know, slapped Nakamura, and that was not a work. That was actually a real slap. It connected. You heard it. You seen it. You know, and I thought that was pretty cool. But if AJ Styles is going to get that much of an advantage, you know, if he's going to get off that free shot, I mean, free for now, they're going to have him pay for it at the pay-per-view. I mean, they're not going to have Nakamura go against AJ Styles this many times to lose. Like, this time, he's going to do it. You know, somehow, some way, he's going to do it. And in a last man standing match, anybody can get involved. You know, like Samoa Joe could come out there and just, you know, beat the crap out of AJ Styles, then Nakamura finishes him off. Or, you know, anybody, anything can happen. So, strangely enough, I mean, if something does happen, you would assume Gallows and Anderson would come out to help AJ, but that's probably not going to happen. You know, just because. But, yeah, I mean, I thought that slap was real. I mean, I don't know what you guys may think about it. You should let me know what you think in the comments. Do you think AJ Styles slapped Nakamura for real? I think he did. It looked and sounded real to me. But anyway, AJ Styles was carried off by the staff. Nakamura takes out a pen of his own and then signed the contract and, you know, still acting silly like he normally does. All right, so then we move on to match number 4, which consisted of Charlotte versus Becky Lynch. A very good match, very good chemistry, and a very good pace early on in the match. I haven't seen Becky Lynch wrestle that good in a really long time. She wrestled really well in that. I got to give her props. I gave credit where credit is due. I mean, she was good. I mean, it was a real seesaw type match too. You know, it was back and forth. You know, they both had their time to shine in that match. You know, I mean, easily, I could say, most likely, I could say that was probably easily the best match of the night. It was very well done. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. All right, but here's what happened. All right. So the match looked really, really even. All right. Best wrestling Becky Lynch did in a while. And in a while, I mean. Okay, so Becky Lynch gets the upper hand, and she scores the win with the disarmer after reversing, you know, she reversed Charlotte in the middle of while she was trying to execute the figure eight and turned it into the disarmer, and Charlotte tapped. So, I mean, that was a great match. So after that, we had a backstage segment, interview with Samoa Joe. You know, and Samoa Joe cuts a great promo like he always does. And then after that, we had another interview segment where Renee Young interviewed Cass. All right, but this one wasn't backstage. This one was actually out in the arena, kind of like off the side of the ramp, I guess. But this one was done. Cass was boring as usual. The same old big guy versus little guy talk that he does. You know, he just did another one of those. You know, so that's what you can expect. After that, we had another interview. Backstage interview. Sin Cara was interviewed by... Who was he interviewed by? I can't even remember who interviewed Sin Cara. It might have been... Was it Renee Young? I can't remember exactly who interviewed him. But anyway... Yeah. He was interviewed about his past with CN. He said he knew CN for a long time. Then he was confronted by Zelina Vega, a.k.a. Rosita from TNA. And in the middle of a while, she was, you know... cutting down Sin Cara. Sin Cara was sneak attacked by CN, and then they leave him laying there screaming and crying. CN had, like, you know, tossed him into some stuff, tossed him into some box or something, some hard case of some sort, and knocked over a bunch of poles and stuff like that. And then Sin Cara was just rolling around on the floor just crying and stuff. And I don't know. And then that was the end of that segment. And then we had match number 5, which was the main event. This was New Day versus Samoa Joe, Rusev, and The Miz in a 6-man tag match. Okay, very high impact, high paced match. Match wasn't awful. The match was kind of strange towards the end because it's like The Miz accidentally launched a tray of pancakes at Rusev and Samoa Joe. I remember they took a turn dropping Miz at some point. What had happened? I believe Rusev had super kicked Miz, you know, dropping him to the mat, and then Samoa Joe hit his running senton on him. Yeah, that's what happened. And then they both walked out on The Miz and left him by himself to fend off against the New Day. So after that point, The Miz is screwed, you know. And then they, let me see what had happened. I believe it was Kingston and Big E. Big E had set up Miz for the big ending. Kofi got on the top rope to do his diving move. And that's what they call the, what do they call it? I don't want to get the name wrong. They call it the Midnight Hour. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's the Midnight Hour. They put Miz away with the Midnight Hour, got the 3 count, and that was the end of the match, end of the show. All right, so, and this also marks the end of this show because we've been going on for quite a while now and covered everything that happened on the show. You guys, if you like what I'm doing, please support the show. Don't forget to comment, rate, subscribe, follow, share, retweet, donate, and subscribe. Do whatever you can to support the show. Like I mentioned in the past, it's not always about the money. Money would be greatly appreciated, but if you don't have money to give, that's very understandable. Like I said, you can donate just by supporting the show. Like, follow, subscribe, you know, all that good stuff. I'm on social media. I'm on many different platforms. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, iTunes, YouTube. A very little bit of my content is still on SoundCloud, you know, that's readily available. I'm definitely going to be on Anchor FM at the link anchor.fm/KAXISWP. And that would be KAXISWP. So, this would be the end of the show. I am your host, KAXIS. I am signing off for KAXIS Wrestling Podcast. And I want you guys to have a good one. Stay safe, take care, stay out of trouble. Stay strong, and don't do anything I wouldn't do. You guys have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.